Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the second Sunday of Lent. If you've listened in before, you know that in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by Jacques Arcadelt. These 10 parts alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper, because each is specific to the day it is sung: the introit, or entrance of the celebrant into the sanctuary; the gradual, which is sung after the first reading; the Alleluia, which comes after the second reading, but is not sung during Lent; the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion; and the communion, sung during the distribution of the gifts. In order to fit in a few lovely motets, today we'll hear just one of these, the introit, Tibi Dixit Cor Meum, from Psalm 26. My heart declare to you, your countenance have I sought. This is sung for us by the monks of Ampleforth Abbey in Yorkshire. Today's introit, Your Countenance Have I Sought. Now we'll get into the Mass ordinary, so-called because its order and text never change regardless of the week of the church year. The composer of today's Mass, as I mentioned earlier, is the 16th century Franco-Flemish practitioner Jacques Arcadelt, who was famous in his day as one of the influential early writers of madrigals. He did, however, also write sacred music, of which his Missa Ave Regina Caelorum, Hail to the Queen of the Heavens, published in 1557, is one of the best examples. We'll hear the Kyrie and Gloria today, 468 years later. The singers are Musica Contexta, aided by the English cornet and sackbut ensemble. The sackbut is an early version of today's trombone.
Thank you.
We heard the Kyrie of the Missa Ave Regina Caelorum by the 16th century composer Jacques Arcadelt. The second part of the Ordinary, the Gloria, follows directly after the Kyrie. So here again is Arcadelt's music and Musica Contexta.
Oh,
was the Gloria of Jacques Arcadelt's Mass Ordinary. A piece often chosen for the Lenten season comes next, Thomas Tallis's O Nata Lux, published about 20 years after Arcadelt's Mass. Its text, O Light Born of Light, Jesus Redeemer of the World, with loving kindness, deign to receive suppliant praise and prayer. The singers of this lovely motet are Andrew Parrott's Taverner Consort of England. We've heard Thomas Tallis's motet, O Nata Lux, sung by the Taverner Consort. Now we return to our Mass Ordinary for the Credo, or Nicene Creed. And again we'll turn to Monsieur Arcadelt's Missa Ave Regina Caelorum and her performers, Musica Contexta.
Thank you.
We've heard the credo of today's Mass by Jacques Arcadelt, sung by Musica Contexta. Which brings us to another lovely motet, this one by Josquin des Prez, a contemporary of Arcadelt's and the greatest composer of the early Renaissance. Its title is Miserere Mei Deus. It was written more than 500 years ago, and its text is very appropriate from Lent. Have mercy upon me, O God, after thy great goodness, according to the multitude of thy mercies, do away mine offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my faults, and my sin is ever before me. The singers are the Capella Amsterdam.
Thank you.
We've heard the lovely motet by Josquin des Prez, Miserere Mei Deus, one of the most famous compositions of the early Renaissance. Here now is a motet by today's featured composer Jacques Arquedault, Pater Noster, Our Father. The performers are the Chœur de Chambre de Namur from Belgium. We've been listening to the Paternoster of Jacques Arquedault. And now it's back to the ordinary of our Mass with the Sanctus and Benedictus of Arquedault's Missa Ave Regina Caelorum, again sung by Musica Contexta. We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of today's Mass, but before we finish our Mass Ordinary with the Agnus Dei, it's my pleasure to include an especially beautiful motet, Crucifixus, by the Italian Baroque composer Antonio Lotti, L-O-T-T-I. The text is a familiar one. He was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. The singers are the excellent English ensemble, the 16. We've heard the lovely motet Crucifixus by the Italian Baroque composer Antonio Lotti. And now we come to the final part of Jacques Arcadel's Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. The singers again are Musica Contexta.
Thank you.
We've heard the Agnus Dei of Jacques Arcadel's Missa Ave Reginam Caelorum, our featured Mass of the day. And luckily, we have time for a hymn to close our proceedings. This one is called Love Unknown, and it's by the 20th century English composer John Ireland. It's sung for us by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. My song is Love Unknown, my Savior's love to me, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? Was John Ireland's hymn, Love Unknown. And therewith, we come to the end of today's broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed this program of sacred chant and polyphony for the second Sunday of Lent, and I hope you'll tune in next weekend, Saturday at 4, or Sunday at 2, when I'll bring you more wonderful music for the third Sunday of Lent. You can listen again to this program, or to any of our programs in this series, and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 339. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Brenda Aiken for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a contemplative Lenten afternoon and evening.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.